This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A new study suggests that drinking caffeinated cups of coffee or tea could help reduce the risk of developing dementia. Researchers tracked nearly 132,000 healthy adults for up to 43 years and found that people who regularly drank 2 to 3 cups of caffeinated coffee or 1 to 2 cups of caffeinated tea per day had a lower dementia risk than those who drank little or none. Among the participants, individuals who drank the most caffeinated coffee had about an 18% lower risk of dementia compared to low or non-caffeine drinkers. For tea drinkers, those with the highest intake had a 14% lower risk. Decaffeinated coffee did not yield the same neuroprotective benefits, but for those who prefer decaf or who don't drink coffee or tea at all, lead scientist Yu Zhang cautioned against making any sudden changes, saying, "We are not recommending that people who don't drink coffee start drinking it. We are just seeing that for people who already drink coffee, the results are really reassuring," he said. A proposed housing project on public land in Jackson, Wyoming, is said to be the first of its kind in the nation. Run by a nonprofit developer, the project would build housing on the Bridger-Teton National Forest for U.S. Forest Service staff and for private sector employees on federal land under a special use permit. The use of administrative parcels to house Forest Service employees in the forest where they work is commonplace across the country. But housing private sector workers on public land and paying rent to a private entity under a special use permit sets a new national public land use precedent that has galvanized opposition from a number of residents and organizations who believe it presents an undesirable blueprint for development and private benefit on public land. The proposed housing project consists of 7.5 acres of Bridger-Teton National Forest land located at the Nelson Trailhead on the east boundary of the town of Jackson, Wyoming. The nonprofit developer is the Jackson Hole Community Housing Trust, which will pay to construct and manage 13 rental units for Forest Service employees. In exchange, the Forest Service would allow an additional 23 rental units to be constructed and managed by the Housing Trust, and which would be available to private sector workers in Teton County meeting income qualifications for affordable housing. Since its unveiling in September of 2025, however, the scope and potential implications of the project have divided the local community between those who support affordable housing construction in any capacity and those who believe the public land aspect of this project means it should be limited to federal workers only on federal land. A complicating factor is that local residents and conservation nonprofits have highlighted a lack of public transparency, knowledge, and public comment around an important precedent: public land as affordable housing for private sector workers. The project was created by BTNF Forest Supervisor Chad Hudson and Housing Trust Director Ann Cresswell to build some of the needed forest units and then use the rest of the land to construct housing for other community employers and members. A red-hot, extremely expensive real estate market fueled by wealthy buyers and developers who scoop up existing homes and land to redevelop for the luxury market have made it nearly impossible for many local residents to buy or rent a home. For the Jackson Hole Conservation Alliance, which supports the federal housing component, the private employee benefit crosses the line of how public land is used. Catherine Hughes, conservation director for the alliance, said, "We caution against a project that puts private sector employees whose work benefits private employers on public land. We do not want to be the gateway community that opens the door to this kind of public land use." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.